Thank you, Father Leon, for the book of Gospels. I went to a high school run by the Augustinian Fathers, Casha Hall by name, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And there was a marvelous, wonderful priest there named Father Spielman. He taught us science, and he was our basketball coach. And in the classroom and in the gym, Father Spielman always hammered home this motto, this truth for him: aim high and you will hit high. Aim high and you'll hit high. In our gospel this evening, the scribe who asked Jesus, which is the first of the commandments, was doing exactly that. He wasn't trying to trap Jesus or trick him. He wanted to know the highest guiding principle, commandment, around which he could order his life. He wanted to aim high so he could hit high. As a matter of fact, at the end of their conversation, as we heard, Jesus complimented the scribe and said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Now, here's something to reflect on. How would you like for Jesus to say to you, "You are not far from the kingdom of God"? Well, the answer that Jesus then gave to the scribe, which is the first of the commandments, was to give him two commandments. "Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Pardon me. "The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Now, both of those commandments come from Hebrew scripture, the earliest books, the Torah. The first one, love of God, comes from the book of Deuteronomy. And the second, love your neighbor, from the book of Leviticus. But over the centuries, no one, no teacher, no rabbi, no one had ever tied those two commandments together, much less as being the very first of all the commandments. Well, that's what Jesus does. And then he says, after he did that, "There is no other commandment greater than these." Can he make it clearer for us? This is stunning. You see, by connecting these two commandments, love God, love neighbor, and labeling them as the first, the greatest of all the commandments, Jesus makes absolutely clear that we cannot claim to love God if we do not love our neighbor. We cannot claim to love God if we do not love our neighbor. Now, love of God, we know this. Love of God is not just a beautiful, mystical feeling. It's not a quietly whispered, "I love you, Lord." much more than that. If our love of God is true, it must be shown in our love of neighbor. Absolute necessity. Now, to know what love is, that's not a simple concept, right? It's good to go to what is considered by most the most eloquent description of love ever written. It was done by St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. You all have heard this. It's read at almost every wedding, and you've heard it many other times. Here's just a part of what Paul wrote. This is just a part of Paul's beautiful discourse on love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It endures all things. Love never fails. I'm going to pull a fast one on you. If you want to join the scribe that we heard in our gospel this evening, in order to aim high to hit high regarding the greatest of all the commandments, try this. Read that passage from St. Paul and substitute I am for the word love. Substitute I am for the word love. I do this occasionally, and it's not very comfortable, and I am humbled. And by the way, for you to do it anywhere you happen to be, you don't have to remember that biblical citation. Just Google up Saint. You don't even have to spell that out. Just S-T, okay? Saint Paul Love. And bingo, you'll have those words of Paul in your hand. So, let's try this. And prepare to be challenged. I am patient. I am kind. I am not jealous. I am not pompous. I am not inflated. I am not rude. I do not seek my own interests. I am not quick-tempered. I do not brood over injury. I endure all things. I never fail. Dear hearts, we have human weakness. We are sinners. We will fail. Lots of times. But as Father Spielman said, if you aim high, you'll hit high. And Jesus will say to you, you are not far from the kingdom of God.